You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
And welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's action on this edition. You'll hear us all live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Gareth Topham, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell in the studio. Another good day to look forward to as well as we move on to day three of Glorious Goodwood. Some good racing to come from there, including the Goodwood Cup and what used to be the Lily Langtry Stakes. We've got Nottingham and Stratford alongside that in the afternoon. Another big day over in Ireland for day four of the Galway Festival. It's Galway Hurdle Day there, and Epsom and Fosslass in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio is Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. We're in the middle of quite a good bit of racing at the moment.
Absolutely, yes. It's certainly a busy time, isn't it? Both sides of the RSC.
It is. Let's just take a quick look back at the first day of Glorious Goodwood, Mick. We'll start with the big race of the afternoon, the Lennox Stakes, which was a Group 2 and went the way of Tormore, who got his head back in front in a big race.
Yeah, he wasn't winning at a turn. His losing run was adding up, but he'd gone well at Goodwood before when the Vintage Stakes, run on the first day as a two-year-old, and deservedly found the right opportunity. And I think we'll see him back in Group 1 company. He's one of those sort of horses who performs with credit, whatever the level, isn't he? And thoroughly deserved that. It was a great performance. They were all queuing up to come and get him, but he kept finding more, and a good performance, well deserved. I think Dutch Connection crying out for return to a mile. He was close second. It was a good race, though, and take nothing away from Tormore's performance.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then the one that caught the eye in there as well, Mick, that you didn't really mention there, Safety Check.
Oh, absolutely.
Who will be better on better ground.
Well, I know, and he was sort of... Buick gave him an awful lot to do, didn't he? Whether they were worried about him getting a bit fizzy, but he's run a mighty race, Safety Check, back in third after from where he came from.
Mm. Yeah, and his wheels were just spinning a little bit on the ground, weren't they? So
yeah.
Better ground, we'll see him in better light. You mentioned the Vintage Stakes also on the card there, Mick. Went the way of Galileo Gold. What do you make of that performance?
Yes, he's improved with every race, isn't he? And you know, he's just once again highlighting the talents of Hugo Palmer. Was having a real purple patch at the moment. You know, there was nothing wrong with the form. Possibly Birchwood looked unlucky, but that's just the story of Goodwood, isn't it? But it was a decent enough Group Two. I think we've seen better renewals of the Vintage, but this horse has never stopped improving. And I don't think he's just going to stop at two. I think we'll see him go on and make a nice 3-year-old as well. So horse going forward, Galileo Gold.
Yeah, we'll talk about the Summer Stakes as well while we've got chance. Blue Wave, a big price winner. It's not a surprise to see Mark Johnston in the winner's enclosure at Glorious Goodwood, but few people want to consider Blue Wave.
No, last time we saw him, which was 416 days ago, he was pulled up. Well, Mark didn't even think he had him right. He thought he was overweight and over his proper racing weight. His stable manager didn't want him to run. He wanted to wait for the mile and a half contest. But anyway, there he was, and he saw them all off, didn't he? And again, just a typical Mark Johnston horse performance, queuing up to come and take him, and nothing could get by him. It was, tremendous stuff.
Yeah, gutsy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else stand out to you on the first day?
Yeah, good performance by Ridge Ranger. Don't know what was up last time, but she was obviously miss at York when she was well fancied. She probably was in season, Mark. But she's... Phillies Listed is probably the next stop for her, I would say. That was a really good sprinting performance, and she's certainly worth a crack in better company.
Yeah, Eric Olsen's in there down to Goodwood paid off, didn't it?
So, absolutely.
Yeah. We've also got the Galway Festival going on, Mick. Anything else stand out to you over the first few days?
Dermot had his couple of winners on the first day. Had to just sit and watch the action.
Yeah, rare blank day.
Rare blank day. But the winners were nicely shared out, weren't they? Which was good to see. And apart from the first race, the bookmakers got probably a bit of a respite, didn't they? Nice to see the winners shared out, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, let's let somebody else have a go.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good stuff. Anything else in the news that's got your eye, Mick, before I move on?
I'm not quite back up to speed on all the politics of racing, with being out of touch for a couple of weeks, Mark. So anything of import, I think, has passed me by.
Okay, well, you picked a good time to come back, Mick. And
absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to look ahead to the third day of Glorious Goodwood. We'll get Mick's bets in the first four races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
We start in the 205 at Goodwood. This is the Land Rover Stakes. It's a handicap over a mile and a quarter. It's for the three-year-olds. We've got a field of 18 here in the market, headed by Racing History, who's been supported on the early anti-post prices as well. 5-1 into 4-1. It's 15-2 for Kebble. Mustard is 8s. Resonant 9s. 11-1 for Simro. And Awesome Power and 12s or bigger for the others. Nice competitive start to the card there, Mick. Who'd you like in there?
Yeah, well, I think we're going to be down to 6. By the time they go to post marks, 1 Flaming Spear and 5 Lord Ben Stacker already, I think, have been posted as absentees. Yeah, could be anything racing history, couldn't he? He's improved with every start, won his maiden at Haydock on his seasonal reappearance, and then won a Chester handicap where he came from off the pace to win Causally. And he does look better than his mark. And the fact that they've thrown an entry in the Great Voltiga at him suggests that that he's probably is better than his mark. And despite the numbers, there aren't that many you can make a strong case for here. What did you say was second favourite?
Second favourite is Kebble.
Kebble. Yeah. Trying the cheap pieces, aren't they? Ran into one at Windsor. Yeah. He'll be there or thereabouts, and it wouldn't have to improve much to be involved. But has he got the scope that racing history's got? To be honest, I was struggling to find a viable alternative to him. Gibeon, trained by Richard Hannon, Richard Hughes taking the ride. He's still only got that debutant two-row maiden win to his name, and he's been beaten all 6 handicap starts in the 90s, and here he is off 97. You know, he's been beaten off 91, I think. But he comes here on the back of a good solid second at Newmarket at the July meeting behind Resident, who has been beaten since in a match. So how strong that form is anybody's guess. Mustard, I suppose you'd have to say that was a step back in the right direction when second at handicap last time, but the handicap's put him up £6 for that, which means he's got nothing in hand. And the other one is Awesome Power, so who did look a useful prospect at Sandown and reappearance, but what went wrong at Newmarket behind Resident? You know, you've got to be in a forgiving mood to put that behind you, haven't you? Basically, I think Racing History's got very little to beat. Probably he'll end up as Kebble being his biggest danger.
Racing History then, the selection in the opening race on the Thursday. The 2:35 at Goodwood is where we go next. This one is the Richmond Stakes, which is a Group 2 over 6 furlongs. It's for the 2-year-olds, and Shalar heads the market at 9-4, 11-4 for Air Force Blue, Steady Pace is 5s, 13-2 for Logout Island, 10-1 for Tasleet, and 14s or bigger as it stands at the time of recording. We'll start here with the likely market leader, Shalar, who won the July Stakes last time, Mick. Pretty good form coming into this.
Yeah, he's got the penalty for that, the £3 penalty, but you know, if he improves as much as he's done with each start so far, he could well defy that that £3 penalty. He's got the Coventry second to worry about, I think. Air Force Blue, who his debutant Curragh maiden win's working out really well. That was a really good second in the Coventry behind Burattino. Mixed messages from the Coventry form. Some were good, some not so good, but it was still a really good performance and only his second start, so he's got to be taken seriously. Steady Pace, the Godolphin horse, excellent third in the Windsor Castle. It's got a length to find with Shalar, which he's got £3 then, you know, to play with. So Steady Pace can't be discounted. And the sort of unknown quantity of the race, which might sound bizarre as he's won his last two, is Tasleet. Who's got a bit more to on his plate here than when winning that listed at Newbury last time. But the fact that Hannigan prefers him to El Ronak, who's got some pretty solid group form in the book anyway, I suggest there's more to come from him. So it's a tough one. I do think Shallow will win again, though.
Okay, Shallow to win the Richmond Stakes. Moving on to the 310 next, which is the Goodwood Cup. This is the next instalment in the British Champion Series, a Group 2 contest over 2 miles, and the market headed by Trip to Paris, the Ascot Gold Cup winner, who's 4-1, 9-2 for Big Orange, 11-2 for Simenon, 7s for Quest for More. Oriental Fox has attracted support over the last couple of days, 12s into 8s, 10-1 or bigger for the others. Plenty in with chances. Mick, a good renewal of the Goodwood Cup.
Certainly is, isn't it? So we'll start with Trip to Paris. He's got the penalty for his Ascot Gold Cup win. That won't be easy, will it? But he's still got a big say in this Trip to Paris. Big Orange, interesting. Looks as though he's been sort of revitalised by the application of cheek pieces, doesn't he, Big Orange? And if he can reproduce his Princess of Wales form, that was over a mile and a half. I think the step back up in Trip is a plus, actually. That would be about his racing minimum, mile and a half. I think he could be a big player. As you mentioned, Oriental Fox, we know he stays all day. Quinn Alexander winner. That was his first start of the season. A bit better opposition here, but he won't be found wanting either track-wise or stamina-wise, will he? But the horse I'm going to go for is Quest for More. I love this horse. I think George Baker is the absolute key to him. And we always say every year, don't we, it takes a group horse to win the Northumberland Plate. And he's ready for this. And he's going to be a decent price as well, a decent each-way price. So I'm going to stay in a very good renewal of the Goodwood Cup with the classic Quest for More.
Yeah, it was the old cliche sprung to mind when he won the Northumberland Plate. He's a group horse and a handicap.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Quest for More then for Mick in the 310. And the final race we'll look at is the 345. We finish here with the Markle Insurance Filly Stakes. It was the Lily Langtry Stakes, which is a Group 3 over a mile and three quarters for three-year-old fillies and older. The market headed by Arabian Comet and Jordan Princess, who are 5-1 joints at the time of recording this. Lustrous 6-1, 7s for Caldera. Lady Dragon is 9-1, 10s for Hidden Gold and 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. I thought this was pretty tricky, Mitch.
It certainly is, isn't it? Arabian Comet, we know she acts well here. She was second in this 12 months ago. The pace was all against her when she only finished fourth behind one of today's rivals, Jordan Princess, at Newmarket last time. That's pretty solid form in the contest of this, because Jordan Princess had finished a close fourth, not beaten far in the Lancashire Oaks prior to going on to win it at Newmarket. So where the one is, the other shouldn't be far away. Those two. Lustrous, trained by Richard Hannon. Richard Kingscote taking the ride. She's got form tie-ins with Jordan Princess on their Lancashire Oaks. On the bare bones of it, there might not be much between those three. So I'm going to just take a little step outside the box here and go with a German filly, Caldera, German-trained filly, Caldera, who is down in grade here. Really good third in a Group 2 in Hamburg last time. She's a listed and Group 3 winner in her native Germany, and she's still on the up. And I think she might, with the punters not knowing much about her, she'll probably go for a bigger price than her ability warrants. So Caldera, a little bit of a speculative one, but she's a good filly, this, not to be underestimated.
Okay, taking a bit of a chance on Caldera then in the 3:45. As always, Mick, let's have a quick summary if you'll spin us through your selections one more time.
Yeah, in the 2:05, a very, a numerically tough renewal of the Land Rover Stakes. That's Class 2 that opens the card. But racing history looks like a group horse in waiting to me. And I think after he's won this, he'll be off to York for the Voltigeur. The 2:35, the Richmond Stakes, Shallow's just improving with every start. And although he's got the £3 penalty, I think he could rattle up the hat-trick here, probably at the expense of Steady Pace, who's actually, that £3 penalty brings Steady Pace quite well into this race. The Goodwood Cup, really good renewal. We've got the Ascot Gold Cup winner in there. We've got Big Orange, who won the Princess of Wales at Newmarket. But I'm going to go with the Northumberland Plate winner, Quest for More, who's ready for this step up. In Trip, he's been brought along really quietly by his trainer Roger Charlton, and now it's time to take on the big boys. And in the 3:45, formerly known as the Lily Langtry, I'm taking a chance on the German filly Caldera, who was an excellent close third in a Group 2 at Hamburg last time and is down in grade here in this Group 3 against her own sex.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Mick. Good luck and enjoy it on Thursday.
I will do, Mark. Thank you.
So there you go, the thoughts of Mick Norton on Thursday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:30 p.m. with Gareth Topham, Chris Pimlott and Gary Capewell in the studio. We've got all of the action on day 3 of Glorious Goodwood. We've got Nottingham and Stratford alongside that domestically. It's day 4 of the Galway Festival over in Ireland, and Epsom and Forslas finish off the action in the evening. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.